Happy New Year! Feliz Año Nuevo! The Texas legislature convenes next week for its 86th regular session. We often hear the idiom, the proof is in the pudding, which means the final result is the only way to judge the quality of something, and that's how we must view the upcoming Texas legislative session. The legislative process is so seemingly chaotic that one without experience would wonder how anything is ever accomplished. The dysfunction of running anything by committee is a well-known axiom, and a legislature is basically a huge committee of people who have near opposite views, have greatly different goals, and who are predisposed to distrust each other. But surprisingly, it does work. The tight time deadlines and opposing forces work to kill off much of the activist have-to-do-something growth of government that would happen otherwise. That also at times works against good bills that we need passed as well, especially when leadership doesn't work hard on behalf of those good bills. The question for us is, given that legislators can promise anything when asking for our vote, will the proof be in the pudding at the end of the 140 days of the Texas legislature? Each day on Pride on Texas, we'll watch what they do in Austin, to us, for us, and with our money. We'll watch to see whether that pudding recipe stays sweet or has a bit too much spoiled milk added along the way. And in the end, the proof will be in the pudding as to whether our elected officials performed in a way that aligns with their promises, or whether they turned on us to please the insider Austin lobbies. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.